Given their warlike nature, they were very skilled at keeping Rus weak. While the Russian city-states splintered into dozens of ever-shrinking appanage states, the Russian Orthodox Church developed into the focal point for what was left of the Rus identity. There were but two exceptions to this endemic Rus weakness. One was the Republic of Great Novgorod, which fought bravely against the Swedes and the Teutonic Order, but cooperated willingly with the Golden Horde. The other was the Grand Principate of Vladimir Suzdal, which evolved into the state of Muscovy, which in turn evolved into Russia. Segment 16b, the people known as the Rus. In the 6th century AD, as the Byzantine Emperor Justinian fought to reconquer Italy and Africa, a people known as the Slavs first appeared in Eastern Europe. The origin of the Slavic peoples remains controversial. In fact, there's no real agreement on what the term Slav originally meant. But we can safely say that Slavic culture eventually divided up into three groups. The West Slavs eventually settled in modern-day Poland and Czechoslovakia. They came under Western European cultural influence, including the Roman Catholic faith and the Latin alphabet.